So first, I know we're still in the middle of this pandemic and you can't tell the future, but as far as planning goes, how are you preparing for the eventual reopening of San Bernardino County?
Yes, we have to be ready for it when that comes. Obviously, we have state orders that are in place, and we need, as citizens, to do our part. But my future vision, so to speak, is that there's going to be some norms. The norms is face masks in public, physical distancing, and making sure we have good hygiene. So that's the thing we could do as residents right now is be prepared. But as we go open, sometime I hope in May, and start opening up different sectors of the county, and both for work and schools and other things, probably not schools in the next fiscal year, but I mean, we have to be prepared for that, is that there'll be certain kind of standards for different kind of places. And we're talking like how do we open up a restaurant? Well, we have those three basics that we always do, but also maybe we space the tables 6 feet apart. We make sure that the employees are educated and they're maybe well-checked when they come to work, that they have, you know, mask coverings as well, maybe use paper menus. And then we have a sterilization process of the booth when you leave to make sure everything's clean for the next group that comes in. These are the type of things that we'll have our health officials, our county governance, as well as experts in the industries that we're trying to address, come in and say, that's very doable. No, this isn't doable. Can we find another way of making that happen? And what's been real exciting for me is when I do make it out to some of the stores that are open right now, that these private sector entrepreneurs are doing things like this already. When you go to the store, you see a plexiglass barrier between the person scanning your groceries and you paying. Those are very practical things that we could do. And that's what the county is working on right now, is try to make a list of those practical things within our authority that we get people back to work and back to life as soon as we can under this new circumstance.
And so you created a coalition then. How are you engaging business, maybe nonprofit and community leaders during this time of pandemic?
Well, you can imagine that's mostly what I do on the day, pretty much daily, is multiple different groups, talking to them and communicating with them, trying to be as transparent as we can as the situation changes daily, but getting their ideas as well. And that's what I'm excited to say, because we have so many very smart entrepreneur business owners in our county that can help bring these ideas to bear. So we have, it's, you know, the multi-component. We have the governance side, we have the public health side, or, you know, the science side, and then we have the business owner side, all working together to come up with standards that they feel are implementable, that they could do on their part, as well as the health officer and the science side saying, okay, that works, you know, for that industry, that sector. And so my goal is to have all these playbooks made sooner than later, hopefully at the beginning part of May. And whenever we get the opportunity and our numbers continue to look good and the government gives us the authority to unlock certain sectors. Now, it won't be for everybody overnight. It's going to be still the high-risk population is probably going to be asked to still stay at home. But if we get the lower-risk populations out to get back into the new norm, so to speak, for a while, that will be very helpful for us and allows us to concentrate our support and resources to those who need more help.
Okay. And what resources do you wish the state or the federal government maybe would provide to counties like San Bernardino at this time?
Well, we're always hurting for the capacity to do more testing. It's really been a struggle to get the volume that we would like to have to do the number of testing on all different levels. Although the science is catching up with the disease, there's starting to be much more options for us, not just the LabCorp and Quest tests and on our own county laboratory testing, but there's also new ways to do it with the antibody test, I understand a saliva test we're trying to get in pretty soon. So I think those efforts are ramping up for testing, and that's to identify those who have had it, those who have it, and those who are still susceptible to it, to allow those groups to know how to take care of themselves better. So testing is our primary number one thing. The second thing is when the state does release the counties to start doing their own orders, to give us the tools we need for education and enforcement. So right now when you see the letter A, B, or whatever in your restaurant, your favorite restaurant, that's because the state gives us the authority as a county to regulate certain aspects of a restaurant, for example. And if we're going to go on that same kind of expansion, okay, now we need folks to wear their masks when they're cooking and serving, if that's the case at a restaurant, or we need to order, you know, thermal testing for larger companies when you have a thermometer check with, you know, type of thing, to make sure that you have a public health officer. Those are type of tools that the state needs to empower the county with, that we could basically be very practical on the local level.
Okay. Well, Chairman Hagman, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate being on.